with Zach Williams and Bruno Reagan.
Everybody stay calm. Stay calm.
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
You are an unstoppable good idea machine.
Now here's Bruno and Zach.
4 o'clock here in the Music City. So you know what that time is. Time for the afternoon stretch here on Nashville Sports Radio. Coming to you live from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams here. Always 2 hours coming up Monday through Friday as we always do. Finally, it's Friday. We're getting to the weekend, getting wrapped up on this week. Bruno, it doesn't feel like a Friday to me. Does this feel like a Friday to you?
Oh, yeah.
It does? Really?
It feels like I'm checked out already.
Just 2 hours. You just got to hang on for two hours,
right? I
don't
know if I can do it.
I don't know why. Even watching Thursday Night Football last night, which I know it's Thursday Night Football because that is the actual title of the program. For some reason, I feel like it's like a Tuesday. I don't know. It's just gray, rainy. You know, it just doesn't feel like it's the end of a week or anything right now.
Yeah, we're always talking about the weather.
Weather doesn't bother you at all? You don't have no effect of like how the weather changes you?
Does it change the way I look, dress, act?
It should. You know, if it's 20 degrees outside, then maybe you should be differently dressed than if it's 90 degrees outside.
Well, we'll see. Yeah. I just do not care.
You do not care. How's your day been today, buddy?
Pretty good.
Good?
Yeah.
Big chilling. Did you get hot dogs this morning?
No.
No?
I went to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Really?
Cool. Yeah.
Why do you torture yourself?
I don't know.
You ask on Twitter all the time. You say, is life not just suffering? And it might be if you do this to yourself.
Yeah, I don't know. I like what I do. The only problem is I know, like, other people just can't be involved.
Well, see, that is a telltale sign that you know it's bad. If your thought is, I should be alone right now.
I very much enjoy my time and what I do. I just know it's definitely not for everybody.
Well,
not everybody has like freedom though, you know? Dude,
you have a lot of freedom.
I could not wake up, like I could sleep every day till 1 p.m.
Yeah.
If I wanted to.
Yeah.
It's absurd.
There's a lot there are a lot of people that ask me a lot like so what do you do? Like with your day, and I'll tell them, I'm like, well, I mean, I have the show at 4.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, okay. And then, you know, I tell them that some of the other things that I do, but they're like, what are you doing?
No one ever asked me. A lot of people assume I like just work all day and I like work really hard because I own the business or whatever. And then I'm doing this. And I mean, it was hard at first, but now.
Once you figured out the schedule and everything, yeah.
It's really not. I'm really on cruise control right now. Yeah. So.
It shows.
Yeah.
Oh, man. No, you got any big plans this weekend?
No.
You're not watching any big games? I guess Vandy's away this weekend, too.
Yeah, they play South Carolina.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Let's get a great breakdown of that. Vandy's going to lose.
This is the one they have a small chance of winning.
Really?
But we haven't beat South Carolina in 12 years. So.
Really?
Yeah, I remember my freshman year, a coach on our team that played 2 years before me was telling me he never beat them, and then I never beat them in my career, and they were bad a lot of the times. I don't know how we just never beat them, and now here we are 3 years after I graduate, and we still haven't beat them. So,
what did you think about that report that it came out? I think it was our good buddies over there at the Door Report.
Yeah, I like the guys. I think their issue is with marketing, and it's the same thing when we announced the show, like we got this show and we're like big announcement, but really, you know, who probably cared? I think they were like, there's a big announcement, but really like the inside source they had, it's all stuff. If you follow Vandy, you just know like the play calling's bad. Why isn't Cam Johnson getting the ball more? Like there's all fair points and fair questions, but it's just the same. It's been the same talking point since week two.
Yeah.
And I think that's the issue. And my issue with their report was the one thing that was like actually substantial. They were like, a key Commodore is going to be out on Saturday. And they just didn't say.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, well, I guess we'll all find out at the same time.
I'm not trying to be mean to it, but just on the real side of it, right? Like, that's that to me looks like a horoscope.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where it's like, you Virgos are going to feel bad today. Well, that's nice and vague.
I was very interested because obviously, you know, I'm very well connected with the program. So I was I was interested in what they had to say. I mean, there was nothing off the top that I thought, like, did 10 players quit? Like when the Sarah Fuller thing happened and like 8 people quit on the same day, that was absurd to me. And I was scared to report it because, you know, but at the same time, nothing like I was expecting something like that. And, you know, it's just, you know, I guess probably a player or staff member was just like, this is dumb. They're just venting off to someone.
That's you know, it's really interesting because you have that dynamic of, I mean, you still have some connections to the team just straight up from where you were a part of it. Like, I got to imagine there's still people in the locker room that you know just from when you were there.
Locker room staff. I'm friendly with the staff. Like, I'm an alumni. Like,
yeah.
It's so reporting on it's a very weird thing. And I try out of respect for the program, try to, like, you know, not use my personal relationships to get an advantage. And there's, you know, I've had people in the business be like, no, this is how you do journalism, is you develop those. And it's like, well, no, like, I, you know, I'm not comfortable with that. So,
yeah.
And I might be young or whatever, but I have weird ideals I stick to, and I'm extremely stubborn. I will not budge. I will not even entertain it.
So, for all the anarchy that you spew, there is a lot of, like, facade over that. Yeah. You actually and
I told Chris, like, when I first started, Chris is my editor of Any Sports, like, you know, I wasn't gonna like use my relationships with those guys to break news, and he was cool with it. So I was like, all right, bet. So I'm more of an analyst than
cool
anything.
Then he hung up the phone and kicked his wall a bunch.
Why? Probably. But I finally
get an inside source. Why?
I don't know. But the problem is I don't need the job. Like, I wanted to do media because it was fun. I didn't need to do media. So that was the big problem is, you know, I'm not some, you know, strung out intern like, please give me a job.
Anything.
I will do anything, which is, you know, how you get started in this business one way or another. And that's just how it is.
Well, I remember when you come groveling to me and you were like, Zach, I really want to be a part of the show.
Dude, I still don't know why. Like, how or why I ended up here. It just all happened so fast.
It all floats, you know? We're on a giant rock floating through space. Why are we here anyway?
That's true.
There's a lot of those questions. So I feel like that's the smallest one that we'll have to worry about.
I'm just waiting till, you know, they've had TikTokers versus YouTubers. Let's get podcasters versus radios. And I want to fight Joe Rogan, you know?
Is that who you... No, you see, you gotta... No. If you're going to fight somebody, you got to fight somebody that's realistic. Like, who would a realistic podcast host you would fight?
There is no podcast host that is 6'4", 350 pounds, and at 25 years old and athletic.
The closest, right, is obviously Taylor Lewan.
Yeah, 100%. No, it's always funny. If you train
Taylor, the real life side is, you could beat up Taylor Lewan.
Right now, I would beat up Taylor Lewan. If I trained Taylor Lewan for a year, year and a half, he would be a world champion. Easily. He'd probably beat me. Yeah. After a year and a half of training. He's that much of a freak athlete.
Yeah.
So, and he's extremely disciplined with his craft. So if he treated martial arts like he treated football, game over.
Taylor? First of all, you have a future. Second of all, you got to fight Bruno.
Why would he? He has a future already. He talks.
True.
Fun. He's funny on a mic. Isn't that what we're chasing?
Yeah, but I'm trying to stir a fight, all right? I'm Don King here, all right? Only in America, only in Nashville. Right? Like, I want to get a fight. We need to do that. I've talked about that numerous times.
I told
times.
You about Battlehawks when I, like, had to fight, like, grapple 5 people before, like, meetings.
No.
They, like, figured
I've
out.
I've never heard the story.
They figured out I was, like, a judo black belt, and they were like, all right.
Prove it.
Yeah, so I fought, like, 5 guys.
At
in a
once?
Row, like, back to back to back. No. You, fun fact, if there's any martial art or self-defense art that teaches you can fight more than one person, it's... it's BS. So I fought them back to back to back to back. Just made them tap out. And like, I went to meetings and I was just like, just sweating profusely. It was fun.
I've said this before. We need, like, the celebrity boxing thing. It's going its whole ethos, right? Like, right now is the prime of celebrity boxing.
Yeah,
thanks to Jake Paul and Logan Paul, right?
Yeah, but the rest of it's pretty terrible.
Like,
that YouTuber versus TikTok one, just, first of all, they're in the deep legal trouble these people get themselves in is hilarious in the sake of, like, just clout. That's awesome.
Well, it's clout, but they also are making money off of it.
Well, not the YouTuber TikTok people.
Did that not make any money?
They sold 200K pay-per-views and they projected 2.1, and that's what all the contracts are based off of. And the
$200,000 worth of pay per view, or 200,000
200K buys.
That's a lot though.
For $50, but their contracts were worked out projecting like 2 million pay per view buys.
Yeah.
So no one got paid.
That's insane though to think they were going to get 2 million pay per view buys.
Yeah.
Conor McGregor gets 2 million pay per view buys nowadays. And that's about it. Like, I don't even have we seen the numbers on what Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder got?
The TikTok guy or the YouTube guy that got the investor, they were just arguing the whole time because the TikTok YouTuber guy, he's not good at business.
No.
So he thought, he was like, dude, we're going to break the internet. And the investor company was like, we're screwed. We just lost all of our money.
But that's what we need. We still should do that. We should do a Nashville media, like.
You want to do it because we would win.
Well, see, what would be the real side is, Bruno, is you're not allowed to fight, and then I would have to be the one that's, like, fighting somebody.
We could do a bully beatdown. Like, what if I fought some, like, drunk at Rough and Rowdy?
Yeah.
Like, who's someone that's universally detested by Americans?
Like, all across or just Nashville?
All of it.
All of it? I don't know. Who's somebody that nobody likes? Ah, what's that actor who claimed that he got beat up? Jussie Smollett. I think a lot of people would love to watch you beat that guy.
Not to stereotype too. Yeah, me, big pro athlete for a long time, and just some gay actor on Empire.
Yeah, no, that's not fair at all. But like I said, there would be a lot of people that would be very. What happened to that whole situation too? By the way, they haven't even like. I haven't heard that guy's name in a while, but...
Yeah, of course you haven't heard his name in a while.
They all came out and said he just lied.
Yeah, like, no, he did.
Falsifying a police report. Anyway, that's a whole...
Well, he's
that's a whole separate show. They talk about that awesome. On the Greg Pogue and John Burton show. That's the show if you want to hear that kind of information on it. That's the show you go for. Not this show. This show is only hard-hitting stuff. Relevant stuff that's going on.
Speaking of relevant, is there anything relevant going on? I was talking to Zach beforehand. Like, now we're just so used to bombshells just dropping every day that if there's like Zach Ertz is like big sports news getting traded to the Cardinals.
Yeah.
But who cares?
Right after he has a good performance.
Well, he knew he was getting traded too. That was the funny thing. Like, you can tell, like, he tweeted out before the game, like the picture or whatever. And then he was like emotional on the way back to the locker room. I guess he knew beforehand.
Yeah.
But. Who cares?
And he low-key balled out.
I'm just waiting for the next batch of emails to cancel 10 people.
Yeah.
I think that's the best part.
It is a strange world that we're in, that if it's not, like, because we're so, what's the word? We're, like, desensitized.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, we're desensitized to actual news, that if it's not groundbreaking, if it's not the number one trending story on Twitter, then we're not really, people just don't care. Like, there's a ton, like you were saying with that trade, or just a ton of stuff going on. Even like locally here in the high school football right now, that's going on tonight. A bunch of high school games going on. But, you know, locally, does anybody care about these games that is not one connected to the team via, you know, family relationship or like how many high school football fans are out there? I don't think they exist. They don't care about it. Probably the most that any Nashville person talked about high school football this whole season was the big story with I'm forgetting his name now, Lipscomb's head coach.
Trent Dilfer.
Dilfer, thank you. Yeah, Dilfer, because it was something just out of the ordinary. But like nobody here locally is like a fan of just a school without some sort of ties. Like nobody's a fan of Clarksville High School or Hendersonville High School just by saying like unless they either went to the school or they have a kid that's playing on it. And that's the same thing. Like, it's the same idea that, like, those stories, nobody cares about that, the small stories, because they just want the big explosive stories, and that's when they're going to get interested in that, you know, minutia subject.
Yeah. Anyways, I hope the Astros win and they just have another cheating scandal. I think that would be...
what we talk about, right? I think
that'd be so awesome.
Well, you saw what happened last night, right? In the Dodgers-Giants game, the game ended.
It was off the, what's it called, the pitch, right?
Well, like, so what happened, for anyone who didn't know, the game and the Giants are on their way to getting, possibly a comeback. It was 2-1 finish, and the final batter was struck out on a check swing. But there's no review process for a check swing. There's mm-hmm. no kind of, it's just subjugated to, like, to the umpire who's making that judgment call. And then, of course, review comes back, and the guy did not cross the plate. He didn't break over his wrist like you would for a check swing. That would constitute a strike. And the whole series, all five-game series they played, ends on a check swing strikeout. And it's the most deflating ending, I think, in baseball so far.
For Giants fans, not for Dodgers fans.
Dodgers fans are, I mean, L.A.
Hey, good. I'm sick of review. Take
really?
It out of, take it out of everything. Yes.
My problem is it can't be the middle. It's either if you're doing review, you're reviewing everything. If you're not going to do a review, you review nothing. That's how it needs to be.
I'm trying to remember what game it was where it was like unironically five plays in a row just got reviewed. It might have been Vanderbilt, Florida. Like the game, like we just could not get into halftime. Just review after review after review after review. Unbelievable. I can't stand it anymore. It ignored me when I played. Now that I'm a spectator, I'm like watching the game. Dude, human error is part of it.
How does that affect you as a player on the field with the review? Is it just like throw off tempo and everything?
No, I don't even say it throws off tempo. It just sucks.
Really?
You're just like, whatever.
Well, that's the thing. It's either you've got to review everything. Like, just have someone going in the background in between plays reviewing it. And if something has to change, then they have to change it. But don't make it this whole, like in football, you have two challenges or anything like that. Review everything or review nothing. That's how it should be. Because it's weird that there's things in sports where we say, this is reviewable, but that's not reviewable. And especially like with the NFL, with their say, because this all started, of course, we're talking about the Dodgers-Giants game, how that ended. This, like, you look at how they did the pass interference review policy for the NFL. They did it 1 year, and nobody ever reversed a pass interference call the entire time. And then the NFL was like, all right, we're just moving on from it. And that just it's so stupid. And the only reason why I could think is that the officials don't want to look bad, make it look like they don't make their calls appropriate. Like what you said, a lot of people make the argument, well, the human error should be a part of it. And it's like, okay, it either should or it should not be. There shouldn't be this area of gray where you go in sometimes or not sometimes. And that's what pisses me off the most about how the review process happens and just all of sports. Just do it always. Always do it. Take a little bit longer to let the ball go. And whatever game it is, doesn't matter, any sport, have a little bit of a delay trying to get to it. That's just how I feel about it. All right, we're going to get to your phone calls. Jump in, 615-844-5600. Got some lines available if you want to jump in. That's the F&M Bank phone line. Again, 615-844-5600. Back after this here on the Afternoon Stretch.
Hey guys, it's Zach. Focus on fall fitness with a team at Play It Again Sports in Brentwood and Hendersonville. Stop in and stock up on a huge selection of new and gently used gear and equipment. Looking for a workout option that gives both a full body workout and cardio burst? Grab a kettlebell. Friday, October 1st through Sunday, October 17th, new kettlebells are 10% off. While you're at the store, ask for details on our seasonal themed kettlebell workouts. If you have sports equipment you no longer use or doesn't fit, you can trade it in for either cash or for store credit towards your next purchase. Tell them Zach from Nashville Sports Radio sent you over. That's Play It Again Sports in Brentwood and Hendersonville.
Good afternoon. I'm still looking at this wreck involving injuries up north, but it's southbound on 65 here at Long Hollow Pike, and this section of Sumner County just crawling along. It's going to back it up into Robertson County here in the next few minutes if they don't get this back open and flowing. That 65 southbound at Long Hollow Pike, it's crazy slow up there as we check it out live. 2700 block at Clarksville Pike, that's a crash with injury. South Nashville, 4000 block at Nolensville Pike, that intersection's tied up pretty good. Hey, Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check them out now at GatlinburgWineCellar.com.
There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sports book. Their app is simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets and exclusive always-on promotions such as enhanced odds boosts on the biggest events to let you get more action out of game day. And if you win, they even get you your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. Right now, FanDuel is letting you place your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. seriously, no strings attached. Just place any bet you want. If you win, you keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in site credit. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started, and be sure to sign up with promo code WNSR so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code WNSR.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Today on Hey Culligan, Smart Home, Smarter Water Softener. Here's Kevin.
Hey Culligan, can a smart water softener lift those heavy salt bags for me?
Kevin, it can.
Wait, it can?
Yep, the smart high-efficiency water softener from Culligan can alert your dealer when the salt needs to be replaced, and they'll do it for you, so your water stays soft and you stay away from lifting the bags.
I mean, I could lift them if I wanted.
No judgment here, Kevin. We're happy to do it, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no Northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast throughout this afternoon. Mostly sunny, temps in the mid-90s, slight chance of a passing shower. Mostly clear overnight tonight, lows low 70s, and Friday 50-50 chance of rain. Mostly sunny, temperatures in the 90s, heat index values near 100. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Joe Gardner.
Sports Radio
Welcome back to the afternoon stretch. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams here. We saw Steve. It was Steve in Nashville, right? Was who was on. Call back, Steve. You can always join us, 615-844.
Spicy Steve.
I know. 615-844-5600. Yeah, unison. I like it. The afternoon stretch here with the boys inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. The fights this weekend suck.
I will not be watching the fights this weekend.
Straight up with the UFC. We went through it before the show. Just I was like, hey, is there a fight tomorrow? Because there's been no publicity for it. And then I see why. I don't know one person on that card. Like, straight up one person. The main event, everything. I don't
know
one person.
Andre Arlovsky.
You know what? You're right. I do Arlovsky, but not.
I was watching him when I was 8.
Yeah, that guy is how old? He's got to be one of the older fighters left in the UFC right now.
One of the most tenured.
I don't understand. I mean, there's part of me that understands why their cards get like that. But then there's part of me that
card.
Yeah, this is just, you know, Dana White and the UFC saying, "We got to put on a certain amount of fights each year. Here's what you get."
But don't worry. All these no-name people deserve $100,000.
Well, this is where you and I differ, because I don't know if everyone deserves $100,000, but I think they deserve better pay than what they should get.
I don't know. If the market was there, it'd be there. Free market, baby.
Is the market not there, though?
Well, why doesn't Bellator pay them better? Why doesn't
Bellator
ACA
is not
better?
UFC, though. They're not even the same stratosphere.
Why doesn't one pay better?
But once again, none of them are hooked up to Disney. And Disney is essentially just a money printing machine. Like, they have everything.
Dana White, if you need a show.
Have you seen The Avengers?
Dana White, if you need a show, call me ASAP. But I hate people who come up with this notion that, oh, the UFC needs to be benevolent. It's like, no, they're a corporation. And surprisingly enough, Dana White's not the only one that makes decisions around there, believe it or not. There's a bunch of other business people, the Fertittas, ruthless business people, that why would they pay more if they don't have to? The market doesn't demand it. It's on the fighters to come together and demand better, like, circumstances. You know, that's on – they have that burden. Just like football players before them, just like basketball players before them, just like baseball players before them. It's not on the UFC to be this benevolent, oh, here you go. Like, what do you think Dana White is? Jesus Christ?
Well,
he's not.
Hold on.
He's first of all, he's
Dana White might think he is. Dana White actually might legitimately think he is that. But my argument to that, this whole nation, like notion of like
the nation of
the nations. Nation of the UFC fighters that needs to be formed eventually. They're the product. They're 100% the product that people are going at now. Obviously, like a card that's coming up. I would be very surprised if they get like 100,000 people in total watching this on the ESPN Plus platform. It's a free, it's free, quote unquote. You gotta have the subscription, but these, you know, some of these other guys that are up there are not Conor McGregor level, John Jones level, those kind of names in the UFC, but mid tier guys who people are fans of, right? That they know and they like watching fight. Like me, Dan Hooker. Like Dan Hooker. I like watching Dan Hooker fights. They're just fun. They've always been fun fights. Every time I see him in a card, it's fun. So those guys, like people like that, should be getting a better pay and more consistency. Otherwise, what's going to happen, and this is inevitable, like even you just said it, the fighters are going to rebel. Like, good. It's going to happen.
And it should. It's on them. Francis Ngannou is out there claiming he owes money. He has to borrow money for training camp, which I don't know how true it is or not. Obviously, you're going to put stuff out in the media that, you know, fits your narrative. So I don't believe Francis Ngannou is broke. So I don't know what he means by borrowing money, but he claims he's borrowing money for training camp.
That is a terrible look. That is your heavyweight champion who is saying he has to borrow money for camp. Whether or not it's real or not, it's just a terrible look for the UFC. And at some point, they're going to have to bend.
They don't. We all say it's a terrible look. Who is the number one fight promotion in the world?
The UFC. Ultimate
Fighting Champion. They don't have to bend. We're going to watch it anyway.
If the fighters rebel, though, and they do try to unionize and they strike, like, look, real world applications, right? Outside of sports and UFC, it's a niche thing. Look at John Deere right now. What's going on with John Deere? That strike that's happening is humongous. It's across the board that what's going on with John Deere. And then not only that, you got the Teamsters and the unions not saying that they're gonna, these scab workers that are coming in that aren't going to be using their trucks to deliver, all this kind of crazy stuff that's happening. It's going to happen in the UFC. So I don't understand why is the idea, and this must be the business practice of what Dana White and the UFC are saying, is that it's inevitable. The fighters are eventually going to get a union. Whether it's going to be good or bad, who knows. But if the UFC was smart, they would help establish a union that plays ball with them. Like, look at the NFL and the NFLPA. NFL and NFLPA, the NFLPA is the biggest joke in the world. They do everything that the owners say. It doesn't matter at the end of the day. But that's because the NFL brought it together, put it all together, and set it up and was smart. So that's why I don't understand why Dana White and them don't just try getting into this sooner.
Well, they don't need to. So why not?
But they will eventually. Like, it's like right now. Yeah, they don't need to right now. But they do, like, in the future.
Well, when it starts getting close, then we'll start. Let's just talk about real world. Who's it going to come? How is this going to change? The fighters are going to do something about it. Not Dana White. So stop doing the greed. It's not even an argument. Just stop saying Dana White needs to start being greedy.
Well, that's a stupid argument. I agree with that.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. So
he is greedy.
Fighters want better. You got to take it. You got to take it.
But it's just the amount of money they're pulling in. Like, because Conor McGregor, they probably hated what Conor McGregor tweeted out. What was it, like a few weeks ago, I think he tweeted out that he showed how many buys for the I think it was the first fight, right?
It was the third one.
It was the third one?
Yeah.
Was that what it was?
Pretty sure it was actually above 2 million.
Yeah. And you just averaged that off of 2 million buys times $70, which is what it costs to buy their pay-per-view, $69.99. You look at that, that is a large number for one night. One night, which Conor McGregor gets a big portion of that, obviously, because of the way he's just created his brand, but that is just one simple fight. So if you look at the rest of the fights going forward, there's other fights that do great. They do tremendous with their buys. So that's why we know and then the UFC, that's just the pay-per-view of that one fight. We're not even talking about all the advertisers, look at Monster Energy. How much does Monster Energy pay to have their logo right in the middle of the ring? You know, and every time somebody's knocked out, you see Monster Energy. We don't talk about, you know, it used to be Harley Davidson. You always saw her what's the P3?
The official protein stuff.
Yeah, yeah, you know, that kind of stuff. Body Armor, all those. How much? Those are paying millions and millions of dollars. So, and then you take, okay, how much is ESPN paying and Disney paying to have the USC branding? Like, they are making hundreds of billions of dollars. I would almost guarantee you, if you actually looked and saw how much they were making, it had to be in that neighborhood. It would have to be in that neighborhood. And I bet you fighter pay, including the Conor McGregor's, right, is not even a fraction of a crumb to what they're actually making.
Of their budget, yeah.
Yeah.
And that, plus they have deals with Abu Dhabi, who's a part of the ownership now.
Yeah.
Like you're,
what's Abu Dhabi known for? Do they have a Ferrari land in Abu Dhabi? I think they have money over there. So
that is funny.
It's just, I don't know. It's just strange to see that they have that level. And it's also like partly because the UFC is still so new.
UFC is also, we might be on something. It's just a giant money laundering organization.
It really could be. Well, and that's what people get, you know, thank you boxing in the 90s. Like, that's why people look at fighting in just a whole, because that is a problem in it too. And I think that's
basically
where the
killed boxing.
Yeah.
You know the numbers in the United States for Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder?
No, I wondered what they were.
Yeah, I guess.
I would say it had to have done 1 million buys.
600K.
Are you kidding me?
It's not very good.
That's not good. We're talking about YouTubers and TikTokers who did 200,000.
Yeah.
They did
Logan Paul, Floyd Mayweather did 1 million.
Yeah.
They did a real million.
And that was the unequivocally, and everybody said that was the best boxing match ever.
And you know how much promotion Floyd and Logan did? Not that. They went to the stadium like once. Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder were like a worldwide tour. They're going to have to pay all that back.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. And that's just, I think that's the other side. Like you said, their UFC is number one. That's why they're not having to pay, because they can say, Dana White will say that to their fighters and be like, look what you could be going through right now. Like, this is where the money is, blah, blah, blah. But the fact of the matter, when you say like the Francis Ngannou thing, or that one fighter, I can never remember his name because he was a prelim fighter, but he's fighting on ESPN talking to Daniel Cormier after a win, and he's crying because he's like, I got to go to work tomorrow. He's like, I thought I'd get fight of the night bonus and wouldn't have to go to work anymore, but nope, I gotta go fight. And we're talking, what's a fight of the night bonus like?
50K.
50K, yeah.
So about 25K.
Yeah, really, realistically, yeah. After he pays his cornerman and his team and practice.
I was just saying, yeah, no, when you get the money, taxes. You get half of it. Like, you get half of it. You don't get 50.
No. And
then you pay the corner.
And they got those 8 and 8 contracts and everything.
Oh, yeah, those are the best. Some organizations have 3-3s. I think Bellator does that. 3 to show, 3 to win.
It's terrible. It's just terrible. And so that's what I'm saying.
So the UFC be a fighter.
Well, that's the other problem is like who sees this and says they want to do it?
Not me.
Yeah. You constantly get people asking. I see it all the time.
Did you see Brogan on my Instagram?
I think so.
You know, he was like, what Hard Knocks was he on that?
Wasn't it
Houston?
I thought it was Cleveland. Yeah, it was Cleveland. He was a snack guy, right?
He's the doucher. Yeah, he looks like
the one who like goes against Baker Mayfield snacks.
I love that guy. He is awesome. He's a really good player too. It's just one of those. People see him and they think like he can't like that. Yeah, he's because of the aura he carries. But he could have been the Battlehawk starter. A lot of us thought he was gonna be.
Did he play in the XFL?
Yeah, he got cut for Taylor, and we had three great quarterbacks: him, Taylor, and Jordan Te'amu. And then he was the one that got cut. And then he played in Dallas for like a few weeks, and that was it.
Yeah. Well, Taylor's.
Well, yeah, he was like, you should go to the Octagon. No.
Yeah. You get that all the time.
No. Why would I do it?
I can't imagine you, like, because I've never seen you cut down. Like, yeah. I've seen the photos, right? But I've never seen you, like, in real life cut down to, like, because what, you have to get to 260, right?
265. Yeah. 265. I would walk around at 285 and just cut the rest.
Yeah. I couldn't imagine seeing you at 265.
It would take me about 3 to 4 months to like get down to like 85, and then the actual weight cut would take a week or two.
Do you feel like with where you are right now size wise, like would your judo be hindered with down to 2?
Going down to that, losing 100 pounds would be such a shock to the body.
Yeah.
Like if I actually wanted to compete, it would be like a year long process to do it like right.
Yeah.
But when I was wrestling in high school, man, I was 330 off of football season, and then I eventually was wrestling at 285. So I mean, it's, you know, you can lose a lot of weight. It's possible. It sucks. And then you develop disorders and all that off of it, and you're just never the same. And then you grow up and you're like me. So, so be careful.
PSA. You just, PSA for everyone.
No, it was the hardest I ever worked with in my life. And I was 15 years old, 16. So it's like, what am I doing? So now everything I do, you know, it's whatever. But
that's
I also don't want to do it again.
I don't know. There's part of me wants to see you go actually try fighting. Because I wonder how much you'd actually get hit. Because, like, who knows what you're, like, you're striking. You're not a striker.
No,
you've not done that. But how much would you be able to close distance on these? Like, you're going to get touched once, probably.
Oh, my God.
And that might not be all it needs.
Well, the worst part is, like, heavyweight. They all hit like cannons.
Yeah.
So.
But that's what we talk about Brendan Schaub a lot. But Brendan Schaub was not a striker. He was a BJJ guy who was just like, oh, I'm more athletic than everyone that's fighting in the UFC at heavyweight right now. And that's how he found success and got to top 10 in the UFC, was just being able to get into the ground and just wear them out.
Yeah, but there's 400 fighters in the UFC. I think just being another guy at heavyweight, like, who knows if I could brand myself right. I don't know if it would all be worth it, right? Like I could be a guy that goes there, who knows, wins two fights, loses three, and then you're out. And that's your career. You know, 3 years of my life out to get to that point. Not worth it, man.
But I think you would definitely outgas Ngannou. Like, right now, just the heavyweight, we know you would outgas Ngannou. You would definitely lose to Cormier. He's not fighting anymore. Stipe.
I would lose to all these guys.
You think so?
Right.
You'd
now.
Lose all right
oh,
now?
Oh, yeah.
But Ngannou is not anything special other than just his power, obviously. That was it.
And it's horrifying.
No, it is.
I'm pulling a Ryan Hall. I'm just literally laying on the ground.
Who's the fighter that came out in and this is what ended back when they made him use trunks, but there was the fighter that came out in like a Speedo. Who was that?
Oh, Dana White made him go back. I don't know. I think it was a no-name guy, but Dana White made him go back.
Trunks back on. That would be great if you came out in a Speedo and you were just out there at heavyweight fighting Francis Ngannou.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I'd be in the corner with you in a Speedo as well. That's the kind of guy.
And that's, I guess.
But you owe me $10,000. Sorry.
That would be our claim to fame.
There's another idea. Go fight just so you can make the show better.
I have no, if you have, you, to fight, you better have a burning desire to do it. And even then, Josh Thompson recently came out and talked about the Tony Ferguson fight he had. If you don't know, Tony Ferguson, when he used to fight, it used to be wars all the time. And Josh Thompson was a freak, alpha male. And I say that unironically. Dude is just like built different. Like, I'm like, wow. And the dude talked about he lost so much blood in the Tony Ferguson fight. He, like, couldn't train anymore, couldn't practice. Like, it just, like, he lost the will to do it. And then he's like, once you get that point, get out. I have no intention or want. I do not want to do it. I don't fantasize about it. I do not want to do it. Do it. It is not the sport just to be like, I don't know, whatever.
But see, it's better for people like me that are never going to do it for a multitude of reasons. But you have a reason. It'd be fun to live vicariously through you. Yeah, that's what maybe. People want. They don't have to feel the punch to the face. They just have to see it. They go, ooh, that was rough.
The discipline training is really the worst part. I love Jets pizza on a weekend.
I used to. There was a buddy of mine who would go and he would do some like independent fights. And I just to be, I mean, it was mean. And I say buddy. It wasn't even like I knew him all that well, but I just thought it was funny. He like lost a fight and he had some really bad hits on his face. And I was like, that's your problem, man. Just make sure he doesn't hit you in the face. I'm coming on Facebook. Oh, man, that's so funny to be that guy. It's like, you know, the guy at the UFC fight, like at the bar. It's like, you know what he's doing? He's keeping his left down. It's like, shut up. You don't know. You don't know.
Probably what you want. Like an ego thing or a narcissistic thing. I think I have so much more for me out there than fighting.
Yes.
It's for the UFC. It sounds real life stupid.
Yes.
It sounds stupid. I love being able to think. Yeah. I love it. I'm addicted to it, actually.
To thinking?
To like being cognitive. Yeah. I love it. Watching some of those guys just exist sucks. No, so
it's not pretty. All right, we need to go and run to our next break, so let's do that. We want you to join the show, 615-844-5600. That's the FNM Bank phone line. Back after this here on the Afternoon Stretch.
Good afternoon. We still got this heavy traffic trying to get through Sumner County from that earlier crash on 65 southbound. It's going to be up there near Long Hollow Pike. Yes, it's heavy northbound as you continue up towards Millersville. 40 westbound on the west side out there around Highway 70. They're still trying to clean up that accident. We've had a couple out there. Actually, there's one at Highway 100 at OHB. It's also got traffic tied up. Oktoberfest at Obergatlinburg going on now through the end of the month. Check it out at obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
With the weather getting warmer, I think about golf, even though my golf game isn't that great, and I want to throw an option out there that you may not have thought of in a while. Riverside Golf Links at 640 Old Hickory Boulevard. With new ownership, the golf course has improved dramatically. The greens look awesome. There are 27 holes, 9 of which are an executive course for beginners and juniors. So the other 18 holes have great bunkers. It's fun. It's relaxing. The pace of play will allow you to get 18 holes in 4 hours or less. So let me give you a couple of other particulars. A brand new grill, a stocked pro shop, and improved practice facilities. Great fun, great way to entertain yourself. Dial them up for a tee time, 847-5074, or go online, riversidegolflinks.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
No time to drive through? Get Slim's delivered. Our hand-breaded tenders, perfectly fried wings, southern sides, and even sweet treats. All delivered right to your door. Just order online or through the Slim Chickens app and select delivery. Whether you're driving through, pulling up for curbside service, or now getting it delivered, Slim's has you covered. Download the Slim Chickens app and order online.
With 3 locations in Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Kyle Larson did it again. His 3rd road course win of the season, 7th overall. Up next is the Bad Fast Texas Motor Speedway. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Kyle Larson, and you're listening to the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
Check out the Final Lap podcast every single day of the week. Every single weekday right here.
Welcome back to the afternoon stretch. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams here inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. You can always get involved, 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line if you want to join the show today. Ray, we haven't said hi to you yet. You were busy, man.
Yeah, I was trying to keep things under wraps here.
Grinding.
A lot of, like, yeah.
Ray really is, like, straight. We joke a lot about Ray. Ray's a grinder, man.
I try.
Yeah. How are you doing today?
Good, man. How are you guys doing?
I'm good.
Where are you headed tonight?
Nowhere. I'm not doing the game tonight.
You're not doing the game tonight?
It's in Chattanooga.
Yeah.
It started at 6:30 Central Time. Yeah, 6:30 Central Time.
Not
going to make it.
No.
So, my third piece is going to be there. He's going to be on the road at Baylor, which the Commandos are going to lose to Baylor, unfortunately, yeah. Because that's just, if they win, that'll be like the biggest win in program history.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and congratulate Bruno, all right? I'm just going to get it out of the way. Congrats, Bruno, on your week six victory against me. It sucks, but because I'm over here like, oh, it's going to be Evans, whatever, AB, and then more AB, and then it was Fournette, then AB. Let me ask you guys a question.
Go ahead.
We all know the NFC sucks, besides Dallas Cowboys. Who's a better quarterback? Who's a better quarterback? Jalen Hurts or Taylor Heineke?
Oh! Taylor is a better quarterback. No, unironically, no bias, I think Taylor's a better quarterback. Until we see the Eagles use Jalen Hurts right.
Well, that doesn't involve the question, though. You're saying until we see him be used right, that doesn't matter. Who's a better quarterback? Who's a better talented player? It's definitely Jalen Hurts.
Then why isn't he playing better?
Because the Eagles' situation sucks. That doesn't mean he's not a better player, though.
You're going back to Bruno's point.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But, like, that doesn't make him a worse player. That's just,
I just don't think they're calling the wrong play. I just don't think, like, imagine Justin Herbert and then Sam Darnold back when Justin's first year and Sam's still on the Jets. And you're like, oh, Sam, there's an argument for Sam being the better quarterback. But it's like you're watching him play on the Jets and you're like, no, there's not. I think it's the same thing. Where it's like, we're watching Jalen just, you know, dude is out there. He looks like he's playing like Taylor Heineke, just not as well.
He just has terrible targets to throw to as well, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
he kind of does.
Like, Devontae Smith is like, he's the rookie and he's the best one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
he's good. A lot of people on Twitter are mad at Devontae Smith. They're like, do you really think this guy is going to take over the league? Like, sorry, he's not Megatron.
Yeah. he's built like an 11th grader.
he's a great football player. Definitely still worth the first round pick. He's like carrying the receiving core right now. And people are like, that's his fault.
And they just lost Zach Ertz, too.
Philadelphia fans. Oh, my. I got a headache. All right. Someone else talk. I can't. I'm losing it over here. Philadelphia deserves to be burned
down. I really thought it was going to be a blow.
The British should have finished the job. The British should have burned that season.
What were you going
to
say, Ray?
I thought it was going to be a blowout game. They just came out to a 21-7 lead. I thought it was going to be over. I didn't expect it to be that close. And did you enjoy the fact that you went for the 2-point conversion for Vegas to cover at the end?
Well, I told you guys. I said I was picking Tampa Bay, and I said, but – Philly's covering the spread on that one.
Yeah, you did. You did. And I agreed with you, too. It's prime time, baby. It's going to be close. Tom Brady's going to win. Easy.
It looked like, but it did. It seemed like Tampa Bay was just going to steamroll it. Like, and Antonio Brown, I was loving it, man. Oh, man. Because the reason why Bruno has Antonio Brown is because I had Antonio Brown and we traded him. But I have him in every single league. And I was like, he is. For sure, which we're going to talk about fantasy.
One of your smartest draft picks by far.
Yeah, that was the best. People that missed out on Antonio Brown, because I was grabbing him in like the 10th, 11th round, and he is going to be a top 10 wide receiver by the end of the season. He's definitely like for the rest of the season, fantasy wise, a plug and play. Just start him.
Must start.
Yeah. Like just no brainer. You start him now. He's your wide receiver one, wide receiver two, whatever it is, combo is. Is he not just back to his old ways?
Yeah, he was looking
at a good side.
Yeah, he's having fun. He's having fun.
He was right about everything.
Yeah.
This guy's a prophet.
Or he was just seeing it all in person and was like, yeah, nobody see. The media is escaping everything.
Lord knows I made fun of him. Little did I know how right he was. He's like, John Gruden, racist, man.
Yeah.
He's like, wow, you're right. He's like, Big Ben suck. Juju suck. He might be on to something.
Back then, though, it was crazy.
Yeah, it was. And we were like, this guy is out of his mind. And then Tom Brady goes, hey, I'll appreciate you. Because Tom Brady knows what it's like to not be appreciated. And Antonio Brown said, cool, man.
I'm going to live in this guy's house.
I'm going to live in this guy's house and rack up 1,400 receiving yards this year.
I really want to make like a TikTok video of him like laughing. Because all the stuff that he said and people were like just like jumping on him and stuff. And now he's just like, who's laughing now? You know,
he doesn't even need to. He's winning right now.
Yeah.
When he went on that barbershop show, he's like, oh, God. First of all, he's not even speaking like properly.
He does not speak very well.
And this is not making fun of someone's background or something. The dude, I think he's concussed permanently after
perfect. Yeah, that hit.
But he's like, I don't got ego. I just want to win. I was like, dude, you have the biggest ego. No, I think he was probably just right. I think this dude was just waiting for someone to be like, hey, man, you're a great player. We love to have you. And that's Tom Brady.
Yeah. Who was like, who always has had a wide receiver that he's like, this is the guy. This is who I'm going to be. And it's like, it was clear.
Tom Brown's like 5 yards open every time.
Every single time.
He's just literally just wide open in the backfield. Tom doesn't have to throw in these tight windows because Antonio Brown's just open.
Every time.
It's awesome.
And honestly, Antonio Brown would have had a bigger day. Tom missed him on like two throws.
Two or three good throws.
Two or three throws that were just clearly missed on Antonio Brown.
I literally changed my wide receivers from CeeDee Lamb and Brandon Ayuk to now Antonio Brown and DeAndre Hopkins. As my God. Just
big brain moves.
The GM over here is just going crazy.
See, that's what it is. You don't want to go play anymore. You just want to be, you want to be the chess master now.
Well, I'm winning. Yeah, so
there you go. All right, we need to run to our last break. We want you to jump in, though, 615-844-5600. Fantasy Football Fridays, free-for-all Fridays also, if anything you want to talk about. But when we start the 5 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking some fantasy football. We'll have Bruno's bets also in that hour. A lot of stuff coming up. Don't go anywhere.
Good afternoon. The biggest delay that we see right now is on the west side of Nashville. There's been a crash on 40 westbound just past the Bellevue exit, Highway 70. It's got traffic crazy slow as we look at it live right now. It's not hardly moving at all on 40 westbound on the west side of town. Again, it's out there around the Bellevue exit on that wreck involving injuries. You're going to need extra time as you head out towards Dixon County as they work that crash. Also on the west side, that wreck is still at the intersection of Highway 100 and OHB. Hey, Oktoberfest at Obergatlinburg going on now through the end of the month. Check it out at obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy is on.
Well, it looks like Kyle Busch's crew chief is going to be playing the home version of Texas Motor Speedway this weekend. He was suspended after two lug nuts were found loose after the race back at the Charlotte Roval on the 18 car of Kyle Busch. Other crew chiefs had some infractions as well, but not so severe. So look out for Kyle Busch to be one man down, so to speak. At least the guy atop the box. All right, since there's no qualifying this weekend, as per usual, at least most of the time this year, we have the starting lineup for Texas Motor Speedway as deemed by the NASCAR people. 10-1, here we go. Chris Buescher, Tyler Reddick, Martin Truex Jr., Brad Keselowski, Chase Elliott, number 6. Then you got Joey Logano, 5, Ryan Blaney, Kyle Busch, Denny Hamlin, 2, and Kyle Larson is going to start with nobody in front of him except the pace car. Ryan Blaney is on talking about the next-gen race car testing that went down this week at the Charlotte Roval.
Been nice to have long, long days today and yesterday of working through things. Not only the drivers learning the car, but the crew also working on it. I mean, it's a massive change from what they know as well. So it's giving them a lot of practice too. Trying to make changes, rapidly. And just figuring out how to kind of perfect everything. So it's been really good. It's nice the weather's held up good and been able to make a ton of laps. So that's nice.
Like us at facebook.com/thefinallap.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill. I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months, I make $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code GPS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code GPS. 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GPS.
Hello, this is Greg Pogue. The first time I met Tim Leeper, owner of Tim Leeper Roofing, I didn't know I needed a roof on my home, but I recalled meeting Tim as a huge supporter of Hope Hines' annual charity golf tournament, and upon further research at timleeperroofing.com, that his long-based Mid-State company was a former recipient of Roofing Contractor of the Year in Tennessee. Now in these trying times, we all should seek a comfort level personally and professionally. So if you have roofing issues, either residential or commercial, I recommend Tim Leeper Roofing. Please give them a visit at Tim Leeper Roofing.
Welcome back to the afternoon stretch. Final bit of the first hour. We've got a whole second hour coming up. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dusky, Zach Williams here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. Remember, you can always get involved. 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. On this Friday, finally to the weekend we go. Hopefully your work week's done and you can just enjoy this weekend. No Titans football to worry you this Sunday either, because you got to worry about it next week on Monday. But A lot of fun stuff that's going to be happening this weekend. Something in the news. We love bringing up degenerates, right? Mm-hmm. There's nobody nobody's more degenerate, though, than Mattress Mack. Have you heard of Mattress Mack?
No.
He's a mattress salesman in Houston is where he is. He places insane bets. He placed a possible biggest winning bet in sports betting history. If the Astros win the World Series, $36 million is what he stands to win.
What did he bet?
He bets insane amount. I don't have the exact number right now of what it is that he betted. But he puts insane bets. He flies to Colorado, gets into their airport, drops the bet, and then flies back to Houston. Because I guess betting's not legal in Texas.
Nope.
Yeah.
So much for freedom.
Yeah.
Dorks.
Yeah. $36 million if Houston wins the World Series this year. That's this guy's put. I mean, he's put crazy bets.
We all have to put on Houston now, right? We all have to ride with.
Well,
this
that's
guy.
What you want.
Yeah.
But I don't want that. First hour in the book, second hour coming up. Don't go anywhere.
News, I'm Lionel Moyes. President Biden took his Build Back Better agenda to Hartford, Connecticut today, visiting a child care facility and urging Congress to pass his human infrastructure plans. ABC News political director Rick Klein says it comes as Democrats try to agree on a price tag, but says child care will likely be a centerpiece.
The fact that President Biden is highlighting that in particular today in Connecticut, I think is a tell that that's likely to be part of any final package. It's hard to imagine that he would have put it out there if he wasn't committed to seeing that.
An independent FDA panel has unanimously endorsed the Johnson & Johnson booster shot, saying recipients of the single-shot dose could receive a follow-up dose after 2 months. The FDA and CDC still have final say. A Census Bureau report shows consumers are still spending. Retail sales rose more than expected, up 0.7%, but experts say that data in part likely also reflects higher prices because of inflation. The Dow closed up nearly 400 points. This is ABC News.
You take steps to stay healthy when at the pharmacy picking up vitamins or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
We prevent engine problems by changing the oil in our car. But when it comes to our hearts, we often wait until there's a problem. Why wait for problems when you can be preventative? Soul-T is a patented tea extract that can help reduce cholesterol and help maintain heart health. I have friends who have been taking Soul-T for years and the results have been remarkable, and they owe it to Soul-T. Don't wait for a problem. Come to soult.com/radio and start taking care of your heart today with a special 25% discount exclusively at soult.com/radio.
Golfers, it's time to tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops for the Callaway Apex Trade-In event running now through October 31st. Bring in any of your old clubs and receive a 50% trade-in bonus towards new Apex 21 irons. The Apex, Apex Pro, and Apex DCB are designed with artificial intelligence for faster ball speeds. Swing by and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it.
Welcome back to the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio.
Oh my God! Okay, it's happening!
It's the afternoon stretch with Zach Williams and Bruno Reagan.
Everybody stay calm! Sure. Stay calm!
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
You are an unstoppable good idea machine!
Now here's Bruno and Zach.
Second hour of the afternoon stretch coming at you. 5 o'clock here in the Music City. It's actually 5:03 if we're going to be exactly to the time, but the right time is now that we are here inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams, right here talking to you in your ear. So glad that it's Friday. And second hour of Fridays are always a big important one. You know, there's a lot of stuff that we get into in this show throughout the week. You know, we do a lot of good talks. how to overthrow world governments, how to evade taxation, how to, you know, commit crime legally, right? we talk about it that way. And sometimes we talk Titans, sometimes we talk sports and all that. But second hour of Fridays are always fun because it's a fantasy football Friday.
It's time to click your heels together and jump into the land of make-believe, where mediocre high school players who played on mediocre high school teams think they know more than a professional head coach. It's Fantasy Football Friday.
Fantasy Football Fridays. If you have any questions that you want to get set up for your lineups, now is the time to call in on the FM Bank phone line, 615-844-5600. Got some topics that we want to go over fantasy-wise, but we want to help you. That's the biggest thing. That's the biggest thing. That's why we do this, just to get it all set up. Of course, Fantasy Football Fridays is brought to you by Play It Against Sports in Brentwood and Hendersonville. Why are they brought to you by that? Because they and I have such a connection. It was my first job I ever had in my history of ever working when I was in high school. Played against sports in Hendersonville. I understand the care and the everything that goes into helping customers with their sporting goods. And I know it. And that made it a reflection that I wanted them to be the sponsor of this here for our Fantasy Football Fridays. They care so much about making sure that you're able to upgrade your sporting goods in every single way possible, right? Every single way possible. And what they do is you take your old equipment, whether you've outgrown it, maybe you're just ready to upgrade, maybe you're just tired of it, whatever it is, you're looking for something new, whether it's golf, football, basketball, baseball, wrestling, hockey, doesn't matter, name a sport, frisbee golf, whatever it is, they have you covered. Go check out my friends over in Hendersonville and Brentwood. Play It Against Sports, Brentwood and Hendersonville. They have so much going on right now. They're doing a kettlebell sale currently right now, 10% off on kettlebells. It is definitely where you need to be to get every – I mean, think about a sporting good, Bruno. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter which one you want. Weights, trying to build your own home gym, they have all that set up. Just go once again, see your friends over at Play It Against Sports in Brentwood and Hendersonville. Proud sponsors of Fantasy Football Fridays. Let's go ahead and go to the F&M Bank phone line. Bob in Bellevue. Bob, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, fellas. I had Herbert on the bench last week, and I still blew up for 188 points. I picked up Mike Williams and Dawson Knox, and everybody on the team played great. But now this week, Mike Williams may be out. So would you start Cooper at New England? Or would you start Marquise Brown at home against the Chargers?
You know, it's really strange starting wide receivers. Are the Rams against New England? I thought Rams are
Cowboys against New England.
Yeah, Cowboys take on New England. So
he said Cowboys. Yeah, he said Cooper.
I'm sorry.
Amari Cooper.
I mean Cooper Kupp.
I'm thinking Cooper Kupp. My bad. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
All right, no, you're good. I just pictured Cooper Kupp right when I heard Cooper. I thought Cooper Kupp.
I hate that name. I wish he wasn't such a good player. I hate hearing Cooper Kupp. I can't stand that name. But go ahead.
Yeah, it does sound like a beverage cooler or something like that. So Amari Cooper, you look at one thing that has been consistent anytime anybody plays the New England Patriots is Bill Belichick takes away the one. Like it doesn't matter. Look at even last week against a bad Texans team, Brandon Cooks did nothing virtually. He was out. They completely take him out of the game. The game plan is to take him out. It's really interesting you're asking this, Bob, because in our listener league, I'm debating this right now, whether to play Marquise Brown or to play Amari Cooper, because I know that Cooper just – the ones, whenever they go up against New England, they get taken away. So, for me, I lean more towards Marquise Brown. Hollywood's been good. Hollywood's been pretty phenomenal this entire season. And in the games where he's getting the catches, he gets touchdowns. And that's the biggest thing. I made the choice to play Hollywood over Amari Cooper this week. And now it's in a PPR format, so that helps out Hollywood a lot. But Amari, just something scares me going up against New England. It doesn't matter. Their defense takes away that one. What do you feel about that, Ray?
Cooper's very inconsistent. Now, I had to really think about this because of the fact that there's just so many. It seems like it's the CeeDee Lamb show in Dallas now. It really does. Zeke?
But one thing, there is no Stephon Gilmore in New England anymore. He's history.
Yeah, but he hadn't been in for a while.
Well, yeah, they still also have Jackson over there. He's now the number one corner up in New England. So okay. It just seems like it's just who gets the volume right now. It seems like Zeke has found the volume, the fountain of youth. He looks like he's what the player he was 2 years ago. It looks like they're heavily relying on the run now. It's hit or miss. It's just kind of like with the Bucks last night.
Yeah.
We saw with the Bucks, it's like, is it going to be A.B.? Is it going to be Godwin? You know what I mean?
Evans
or what have you. Last week, Evans blew up. This week, A.B. How I know? Because Bruno's destroying me with A.B. against me this week. So I don't like how inconsistent the whole A.B., the Cooper every week, what have you. I don't really like the matchup, but it's not a bad one. I just feel like Lamar Jackson, Hollywood Brown, they're sinking. They're going against the Chargers. They're going to have to keep up with them.
They're
in terms of
points. Up, yeah.
So I'm going with Hollywood.
That's why I traded CeeDee Lamb. You know, it's tough having 2 1 caliber receivers on the same. I mean, you're a victim of Robbie Anderson right now.
Yeah.
So just I was able to get value off CeeDee Lamb, and I was like, I'm just going to trade him for eventually an Antonio Brown, who is he's technically the three on that team, but he's actually getting the splits. So I would just go Brown also.
Yeah, I think we're all conclusive on Brown.
One last thing, if I could talk some nut into trading a couple of good players to me for McCaffrey, would you trade McCaffrey if I could get a decent running back and a decent receiver in return for him? Because I don't know when he's going to play.
Me personally, yes.
I already tried trading for McCaffrey, and whoever has him in our league will not budge.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that won't try to get. Now you're talking about getting rid of McCaffrey.
Yeah,
I want to get rid of him because he's a zero every week, and I don't have a player that. You know, I don't have a player that can pair. I have Gibson and Swift behind him, so none of my running backs can take his place at all.
You could sell really high on McCaffrey. He has high value, but it is, you know, you bring up an interesting topic, Bob, because last year, this is like shades of last year with Christian McCaffrey. When he was injured last year, it was like, is he might show, he's showing 50-50, might play on Wednesday, and then come Friday, he's ruled out. And they did that every single week going forward. And I thought, to me, last year was, okay, they knew the season was over. They were like, we're not going to win this year. Let's just save McCaffrey, go to next season. And you see the first three games with McCaffrey, 3-0. They were dominant. The Panthers were good. Two games without McCaffrey, they've lost two back-to-back games now without McCaffrey. In my head, I'm thinking, why? Okay, there's clearly a combination here where McCaffrey needs to be on the field for them to win. But for some reason, they're just not putting him out there. I don't know the strategy. If he really is that injured, I personally, if you could get a value trade, right? Like, I'm trying to make – if you could trade – I'm talking to Ray here. If you could trade Zeke and another – like a wide receiver two. Let's pick any wide receiver two in your mind.
That's it.
Would you do that?
The way that Zeke's playing? No.
No, I'm saying if you're the Christian McCaffrey trying to trade away Christian.
Yeah, I'm definitely going for the dig. Because this year, the last couple of years, running backs have sucked for fantasy football. Yeah. It's all this like committee thing, you know, and it's just it makes it
Let
hard.
Me throw you another one then. Christian McCaffrey, you're the Christian McCaffrey manager for Alvin Kamara and Jerry Jeudy, who's about to come back here soon, who we know is a top prospect, but he's IR right now, not playing right now. Somebody probably had, or you could even say maybe Zeke and Michael Thomas, who we know is about to come back. Would you make that trade saying that this is where you're going to be? Like, this is the trade you would make?
You're asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking you, Brent. I'm looking at you. Ray had to take a call.
Okay. I didn't know who you were talking to.
You want me to turn the question back to Ray?
No, because I want CMC. I want him. I want him back.
So you're saying hold him then?
Yeah, I would keep him, take him, because the dude is just on a different level when he's actually playing. And he's
two players when he plays. Yeah. That's really how it is.
So I'd keep him. I mean, it's just, he is that guy. Well, I was of the agreeance, like, don't draft him. Like, I wouldn't draft him first overall pick because I knew the injury thing. He just hasn't proved he can play a full season. But if you get him on your team, I mean, he's goated. He's awesome. Yeah. I already tried to trade for him.
Also, on that McCaffrey team, I've told you before, I've also got Hopkins and Keenan Allen, and they're letting me down too. So I've got to make a move. I've got to make a move because McCaffrey doesn't come back. I won't win any more games anyway. So I'm going to attempt to trade him. But I've got, like you said, Zach, I've got to get a good running back who won't be as good as McCaffrey, but I've got to get a good receiver to go along with him. So I'm going to give that a shot.
Yeah, I think that's what it has to be. If you're going to move on from McCaffrey, you have to trade high. It's a sell high situation. Not a, you know, this isn't a desperation. You know, you're just going to grab like Antonio Gibson or somebody. You need to get another capable running back. Antonio Gibson's also.
Would you do an Eckler, Woods or Eckler, Coop for
Eckler?
If I could get
a Nick Chubb, and just a decent receiver to go along with Nick Chubb, I'd do it immediately.
Yeah, I'd stay away from Nick Chubb right now.
Yeah,
with his calf injury.
Oh, that's right, he's hurt. Never mind.
No, I mean that's the plan. That's the plan, Bob. So hopefully you can find high for it.
Yep. All right. Let's just everybody light a candle and let's pray that Mike Williams plays this week. How about that?
He's good when he plays.
I think he will.
Thanks, fellas.
Hey, Bob. Appreciate you. What was your question that you were asking me, Ray? You're asking another trade scenario for McCaffrey.
So instead of going the Alvin Kamara route, what if it was for a CMC for Eckler and possibly a Cooper Kupp or a Woods, what have you?
Oh, if I could get Eckler and Cooper Kupp.
That's a haul.
Yeah. Or I'll throw another one. If you could go Alvin Kamara and Adam Thielen. That's a possibility of someone having those two on their team. That Thielen had a little bit of a down week last week. Still a top 20 wide receiver, especially if you're in a PPR format. That guy's a monster scoring-wise.
Okay. Alvin Kamara.
That's where it is, though. We're talking – we just both of us listed running back one, wide receiver one, Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
And there's still questions of, like, would you do that?
Yeah.
You know? And I think it's on the Christian McCaffrey – like, what you have to look for, especially when you get into trading and fantasy – it's not just, am I going to be able to trade this player for these players? It's, what is the situation on that team right now? If they have Christian McCaffrey and they're losing a bunch of games, they'll trade. Because they're like, he's not doing anything for me and I'm losing. I'm tired of it. The other side of it is, what week are we in? We're in week six. You know, there's a lot of fantasy football still to be had out there. This is where you start getting to the point of people starting to fizzle.
Separate themselves.
Yeah. You know, people are fizzling saying.
Yeah, I know. I see it because everyone's separating away from me. So I see it. Yes, yes. Everyone's separating away from me. And it sucks. Yeah.
Know your place and know your role, right?
Yeah. I'm putting another trade for Chris McCaffrey, and there's no shot.
What are you offering? I want to hear it. Fridays are Bruno trade days.
And they work out so well for him.
It has.
Well, this one would work out for me well.
What was it?
It's no shot. I get it. Melvin Gordon, Corey Davis, and DeAndre Hopkins.
So you didn't even put a – oh, no, you put a Melvin Gordon.
Melvin Gordon.
Just for Christian McCaffrey straight through.
Yeah, well, he already has Leonard Fournette and Josh Jacobs on his running back slots. He probably put CMC on the flex or something.
Who was it that got him? Oh, yeah, because Christian went like fourth or something in our league. That's right. That's That still blows my mind that that somebody is getting rewarded right now for skipping. That Bobby's getting rewarded for skipping over and picking Kittle instead somehow. What a crazy person. I don't think that trade goes through.
No, of course not.
I'd be
not.
Very shocked. If it did, though,
but
I'd allow it.
But if someone's sick, yeah, if someone's sick, sick of him, I don't.
That's what you have to catch.
He's not playing. He's like, I have Najee Harris, who's ranked 4. I just need another. I need another solid back.
Well, that's what I was. I was trying to see who is it, like the record for that player that, because if he has a good record on his team, then like why is he getting rid of him? It's Music City Miracle. They're 1-4 right now. Yeah, I mean, maybe, especially with Leonard Fournette dropping 30 in our league just a second ago. So that's big in itself. All right, we need to go to our F&M Bank phone line again. Steve in Bellevue. Steve, how you doing?
I'm doing well, man. How are y'all?
Doing good. What's going on?
Hey, Mike Evans really kind of let me down last night, and I really have to have a good rest of the week to pull this one off. And I can't decide whether to play A.J. Brown or Cole Beasley.
That does suck. Until A.J. Brown proves it, I say play Cole Beasley. Cole Beasley just goes off on the Titans. I'm playing Cole Beasley this week.
Is it PPR, Steve?
Yes. I don't know. He gets points for yards after catch and points for touchdown.
So standard.
Standard. Yeah. I think it's standard.
Standard. Okay.
Probably play A.J. Brown. Yeah. Because Cole Beasley's out in the slot, so he's going to get a few targets like he does every week, but.
That's tough. Yeah, that's a tough one, Steve.
The Titans are such a trip, too. They might just go out there and go off Monday night, you know?
That's what I think is going to happen. What are you going to say,
Ryan? I don't know, but I really wonder what you guys think. It's a tough one. Right now, I've got AJ in the lineup.
I would take.
What were you going to say?
I would take AJ out of the lineup. He's on a pitch count this week. He said he's going to continue that pitch count the next couple of weeks. He said in the press conference today. Looks like he's at about 70-80% in terms of last week's plays. Cole Beasley in the slot. Titans are very vulnerable. I think he's going to see a lot of points, a lot of volume, a lot of targets this week. I think that he's going to outplay A.J. Brown this week.
Just feels dirty, you know, that we're comparing A.J. Brown and Cole Beasley right now. Like, there's definitely a talent meter there that A.J. Brown wins that talent 100% of the way.
Yeah, one's been better in fantasy this year than the other. His name's Cole Beasley. Yeah, well,
there's part of me wants to say A.J. Brown, Steve. I want to say A.J. Brown just for the opportunity of high ceiling. Like, if you're talking about high ceiling, consistency, you're going to get Cole Beasley. High ceiling, low floor, like, is your risk-reward ratio, basically. It goes to A.J. Brown. So if you're a gambling man and you want to ride the wave, sure, go A.J. Brown. That's where I'm at right now. If you want consistency, go Cole Beasley.
Yeah, that makes some complete sense. And with Julio back, you know, he's just one of those guys that can catch a little, you know, pass on the sideline and just bowl his way 70 yards for a touchdown or something and then maybe get all fired up.
And I understand the pitch count, but if he's playing well, they're not going to take him out because they're going to need him. You know, they're just going to need A.J. Brown at the end of the day. So I just the Bills have a tremendous defense. That's another thing. And the Titans have a very vulnerable defense, especially to anybody who's on the offensive side. It doesn't matter if it's a slot receiver or outside wide receiver. They're just bad at covering them no matter what. So
that's true. Their linebackers aren't very good at covering slot.
Right. So, like I said, if you want consistency, play Cole Beasley. If you want high upside, play A.J. Brown.
Was that you, Bruno, or was that Ray that said you're playing Beasley?
I'm playing Beasley.
Both of you are. I think both of them are.
I'm on Beasley, man.
I might just flip.
First time playing him this whole season.
like at 11:45.
The Bills offense against the Titans defense?
Yeah, just go Beasley. I'm on the board now, too. It's just it's the smart play. If you're wrong and you get burned and it's A.J. Brown, it's 1 week and you just have to let it go. The smart play is really play anybody against the Titans defense, especially receivers right now. So
yeah, you're right. And if A.J. goes off, I'm a Titans fan more than I am my fantasy fan.
That's covering your bases. So that way if Cole Beasley scores, you know, it takes away that upsetness that you'll have when the Bills score touchdowns inevitably.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Hopefully Vanderbilt plays well tomorrow. I think they've got a shot to win a road game. It just depends. Tomorrow's going to be interesting to me. What do y'all think of that? I know it's fantasy, but just quickly, what's your opinion of Vanderbilt tomorrow?
I've heard a rumor that a really big time player and is going to be not dressed out tomorrow. I don't think Vanderbilt gets the win anymore. I thought they might be able to sneak on South Carolina or Missouri, and they might be able to keep it close. But if there's one thing I saw from the Tennessee game for South Carolina is that they're going to battle until the very bitter end. And I don't know if Vanderbilt can play four quarters of solid SEC winning football. So
is it a Vanderbilt player that's missing the ball?
Yeah. Apparently, Door Report reported that some secretive starter, like a key player, is going to be out. So that can mean anything. I saw some burner Twitter account saying it was Ken Seals. I didn't even want to do the digging because it's just at that point we're all just getting rumors. We won't know until they.
We'll know Saturday.
Yeah. Seals isn't playing. They're going to. That's so good. Well, anyway, guys, love the show.
Hey, thanks, Steve. Appreciate you. By the way, when you say like big player on Vanderbilt not dressing out, it's like three of them. You know, like it really narrows down the list. I'm not trying to be mean or anything. We need to go to our next break. But before we go to that break, I want to talk to our good buddy Turner Johnson over at Radnor Wine and Spirits. Turner, it's a big weekend for Titans football, obviously, because going into Monday Night Football against one of the tougher teams in the NFL right now, how do you feel about the Titans going into the going into battle with the Bills?
I'm nervous. This is the best Bills team that the Titans has faced over the past four. I think this is what 4 years in a row that the Titans and the Bills have gone against each other in the regular season. And this Bills team they're really good, offensively and defensively. Josh Allen is turning in another potential MVP season, and he's got weapons around him, and the defense has really, really stepped up. So I'm nervous. I think Nissan's going to be rocking. I'm super excited for the game. It's going to be a good atmosphere. I don't know. It's kind of a toss-up. There, as we've talked about so far this season, I get gut feelings about the Titans team that, you know, I talked before the Seahawks game. I knew the Titans would win that one outright because that's just what they do. Now, this is not a spot where I feel quite as confident that the Titans can just go in Monday Night Football and win outright against the Bills. So this is, I don't know, it's a conundrum. I'm nervous.
When you look at the Titans, I mean, obviously having Julio back, which I believe he is set to play this week, and then also A.J. Brown there and Derrick Henry, do you feel that? I'm looking at that saying this Titans team, yeah, their defense is not going to be able to hold, but this isn't new that we haven't seen the Titans defense be exactly bad great that, you know, the Titans had to rely on their defense. It's been on their offense. Do you feel like the Titans offense is going to be able to muster up enough offensive firepower to essentially keep up with the Bills?
I think so. I think Ryan Tannehill, who has been, you know, great in his tenure with the Titans, statistically is better at home than he is on the road. So he wasn't bad in Jacksonville last weekend. He didn't have to be great in Jacksonville last weekend. Same thing in the Meadowlands. He wasn't terrible. He wasn't great. So, you know, this could kind of be his first big come out game of the year. And having both Julio and AJ Brown, I think both will be on limited reps, but having them both on the field at any given time, that's enough to make a defense nervous. That's enough to put extra guys out there and maybe not stack the box against Derrick Henry. Or, you know, that's a chance for the Titans really to challenge the Buffalo secondary. So I think it's definitely a big threat. Now, whether or not the Titans can put it all together, it's a different story. But the weapons are definitely there.
Turner, I think you just pissed off Bruno by saying stack the box.
No, that's all right. It just caught my attention.
He doesn't like that. He doesn't like that phrase.
No.
There's a reason. What was the reason for it again, Bruno?
It's just a technical reason. It's because it's a misconception a lot of people where they think stack the box is like a defense calling a play to sell at the run, but it's really just the Titans lining up in two tight end, three back personnels, so the defense lines up accordingly, and everyone's like, oh my god, Derrick Henry's running against stack boxes. Like, yeah, that's just base defense. But anyways, that's just me being a giant dork nerd idiot. So go ahead, Turner.
You know, Bruno, you really need to pass this on to the ESPN higher ups because they're the ones creating the narrative. Anybody with a Twitter.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would, too.
What are they? Football. They're the ones perpetuating the narrative.
Of course. I would, too, if I just had to make up stuff to talk about for 4 hours. So.
They got we only got to do it for 2 hours. Turner, what's going on? Obviously, big weekend for sports. What's going on over at Radnor Wine and Spirits?
Well, you know, same old, same old. Finally, we've talked about it. Talked about the weather changing. It's finally going to happen this weekend. I think tomorrow's finally going to feel like fall. And we've got all the fall essentials. If you're ready to switch white wine to red wine, if you like a good seasonal beer, come get that. We have seasonal, you know, other seasonal flavors, the flavored vodkas, you know, flavored whiskeys, the Jack Daniel's cider is coming in soon, a really popular seasonal beverage. And, you know, as always, super knowledgeable staff that can take care of any questions you want. I mean, these guys are professionals. We've got a team with over, you know, 20 years combined experience, and that's excluding Walt, who's owned the store for 20 years. I mean, we've got people that are invested in the store that care about, you know, care about creating a good customer atmosphere. So you just got to come in and talk to us. We're at 2635 8th Avenue. And importantly, I think I stress this every time, Instagram, Radnor Liquor 615. Check us out on Instagram. We are posting daily, posting stories, actual posts, keeping you guys up to date, new stuff that comes in, especially bourbon. We like to keep, we're very proud of our bourbon selection, over 10 hand-picked, store-picked single barrels. We keep that up to date. Follow us on Instagram if you want to know what's going on over at the store. Or come see us, 2635 8th Avenue.
Turner, are you going to be there Monday night?
Where is there?
The Titans game.
Yes, absolutely, I will be.
We need to let's get together because I'll be there too. So we'll let's get on the phones and we'll schedule. My people will get with your people and we'll see each other in the blustering concourses of Nissan Stadium.
Sounds great to me, Zach. Have a great weekend.
Hey, you too, buddy. Thanks so much.
Ray, y'all have a good weekend too.
Appreciate you, buddy. That is Radnor Wine and Spirits. Remember, go check them out on Instagram. Radnor Liquor 615. I'm telling you, they have so much information on there, and it really is very beneficial. Helps me every time. I mean, sometimes, like, if there's, I guess a casual drinker, I guess what you say. If I'm going to do it, I want to do it like in a nice way, you know? And so I'll go on there and just scroll through their Instagram and see. They have all kinds of little recipes and things, and it's like fun to try a new thing. So Radnor Liquor 615 is definitely the avenue that you have to go on that. All right, we need to take a break. Back after this here on the Afternoon Stretch.
Hey guys, it's Zach. Focus on fall fitness with a team at Play It Again Sports in Brentwood and Hendersonville. Stop in and stock up on a huge selection of new and gently used gear and equipment. Looking for a workout option that gives both a full body workout and cardio burst? Grab a kettlebell. Friday, October 1st through Sunday, October 17th, new kettlebells are 10% off. While you're at the store, ask for details on our seasonal themed kettlebell workouts. If you have sports equipment you no longer use or doesn't fit, you can trade it in for either cash or for store credit towards your next purchase. Tell them Zach from Nashville Sports Radio sent you over. That's Play It Again Sports in Brentwood and Hendersonville.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Think you might have ED? Not sure? Well, we'd like to let you in on a little secret. ED is common. About 40% of men experience ED by age 40. But the solution is simple. Find it at 4hims.com.
I didn't have to talk to a doctor in person. There was no copay, and the medication was shipped right to my door in discreet packaging.
Hims took care of it, fast and easy. Now our love life is better than ever.
Get access to doctors online who can prescribe you FDA-approved ED medication if appropriate. The same active ingredient as name brands, but 90% cheaper. Skip the waiting rooms and pharmacy lines. Get a free medical consultation and rise to the occasion or your money back. Go to 4hims.com/joy to get your first visit free. No copay required. The only way to get this special offer is to go to 4hims.com/joy. FORHIMS.com/JOY.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
Greg Pogue back once again to tell you about Bongo Java, Nashville's oldest and most celebrated coffee company, located at the Omni Nashville Hotel, just inside the Fifth Avenue entrance across from the Music City Center. Bongo Java's expert baristas take pride in their trade, serving up fresh, locally roasted coffee, classic, handcrafted espresso drinks, and fresh baked goods. Open every morning at 7 until 2 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and noon on Sunday. Bongo Java adds to that great Omni Nashville hotel experience.
It's a Bill King Show.
Getting to the sodium pentothal time, which would be the games, because there's nothing that replaces the games. You can practice all you want. The truth serum is the game. Practice is very important to sharpen your craft, but it's not where you get graded. You get your report card from the stats in the ball game.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Welcome back to the afternoon stretch. Bruno Reagan just not intensive at all right now. If you're on the video.
That was awesome.
That was for the video crowd. Sorry, if you're listening, you missed out on a great moment there.
People would pay for what you saw there.
Yeah, they would. They do every day. I've been saying this. We need to start an OnlyFans.
I know. That would be good.
Just brand. Being, I mean.
No. I'm serious. Spencer's over. Our intern's laughing. Like, it would be a great little like shock factor to it.
Ironically and unironically.
Yeah, it'd be a great shock factor to it. But maybe we just do, like, you know, what's it called? Like, premium stuff on there. Not like, you know, normal OnlyFans content, right. But our normal content.
Yeah. We should do it. And you know what we should do is have one suggestive photo that we take together.
Suggested?
Suggestive. Like, what's the, there's a P word that I'm thinking of too.
Promiscuous?
Provocative. Oh. Kind of a provocative photo a little bit. Nothing bad. Just like a couple silk sheets and a bed. You know, nothing weird. And we just make people think that's what it is.
If we were guaranteed to make, I'd say at least $50,000 from this, I'd be in.
Yeah.
But just do it and have it probably totally flop, not worth it.
Well, for a bit, it wouldn't be worth it.
When we get bigger, we can start doing that stuff. I agree. That's where we're going. We have to actually, like, convince people to watch our, like, programming, too.
Shout out to whoever just said, when you get bigger, aren't y'all big enough already? I know somebody said it. want you to jump in on the phone line, 615-844-5600. That's the FM Bank phone lines. Lines available as we're closing out Friday's shop here from this week's shop, getting you to the weekend. You know, the best part of Fridays, not only the fantasy football Fridays, which we're done now with, but this is a chance for people to get rich. You know, what was the Wolf of Wall Street, Leonardo DiCaprio? He's sitting there. He's like, I want you to deal with your problems by becoming rich. Yep. You know, like that. This is how you do it.
Now, it's time to make money off of other people playing sports. Because taking gambling advice from a guy named Bruno isn't shady at all. This is Bruno's Bets.
Guaranteed to pay your house off with one parlay. I'm assuming you have a parlay today.
Yep. Four legs. Four legs for the weekend. So this is what we're rocking with. Y'all tell me what you're thinking, all right?
Let's go step by step. This is how I analyzed Barnaby's bets last week.
I'll do the ones you guys probably agree with most, and then my like reaches at the end. All right. I think you and I would. I think my safest one. Excuse me. Dallas Cowboys at New England Patriots. Dallas Cowboys are the -180 favorite. I'm taking them on the money line, not the spread. I'm just taking them on the money line because New England could play them close. I would just rather take the safe win. But I think the Cowboys are, you know, they're 4-1 for a reason. They're one of the best teams in their division. They are the best team in their division. One of the best offenses. Ezekiel has come back to life. You know, Mac Jones plays well at home. That's about it.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to be able to keep up with the Cowboys. So I'm going to have the Cowboys. My second one, Arizona Cardinals, underdogs at the Cleveland Browns. This is my value pick, right? So this is what's going to make the parlay like really like prop up. So it's a four leg, but this is what's going to add. Because, I mean, I took Cardinals on the money line, plus 138. So you're going to get a little extra bang for your buck.
Still makes zero sense.
Yeah, I mean, but Baker came off with that injury, and I bet against the Browns last week. I think I bet the under. I was like, oh, Baker's injured. You know, not going to score much. And then they had an offensive shootout. So
now Nick Chubb, though.
Yeah. But, you know, people believe in the Browns. I was a big believer in the Browns in the preseason, but the Cardinals have just proven to be the best team in the NFL right now. And until someone stops them, I'm going to put money on them.
Right.
Next, probably one of the tougher bets I put. Los Angeles Chargers at Baltimore Ravens. Baltimore Ravens are minus 140 favorite, which is pretty crazy because the Chargers are a dang good team. But we were talking about this when we were doing our weekend picks, or our weekday picks for the weekend. Baltimore, one way or another, just wins the football game. They find the ugliest way to win the football game. So Justin Herbert might go out there, put up 400 million yards, and Lamar Jackson just does that in the fourth quarter, and they squeak out maybe with a crazy win.
What team?
Baltimore Ravens taking on Chargers.
You say Baltimore weird.
Baltimore.
You say like Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Yeah.
Baltimore.
Like
Baltimore.
Like a Bolt.
Baltimore.
I've never noticed that till just now. Why do you say Baltimore?
Baltimore.
who's the Harry Potter villain? Voldemort. Like it sounds Baltimore. Like it almost sounds like you're saying Voldemort.
Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Or you'd be like Scarface Baltimore. And Al Pacino.
I'm just reading it right now.
Baltimore.
Baltimore.
There we go. God. You did it.
Yeah, I'm never doing it again.
Either. Are you trying to tell him to emphasize his syllables? Is that what you're trying to
He's
tell
him? He's saying Baltimore. Like there is, it's B-O-L-T.
Bolt. Baltimore.
Bolt.
Baltimore. Bolt. Tomorrow. Bolt.
Moving on.
How do you say it, Ray?
Baltimore.
You say
Baltimore. Baltimore.
I'm pulling a Stephen A. Or not Stephen A. Escape. This is my turn.
You said it's my turn.
This is one from Vanderbilt communication classes we both went to. My turn. Hey, it's my turn. All right.
There's a clip for Spencer.
Now, last pick. Kansas City Chiefs at the Washington football team. Washington football team. They're 6.5. Spread underdog on FanDuel. I just moved it a teeny little bit to 7.5. So that way, if the Chiefs beat them by 7, we still collect that cash.
So you have the Chiefs winning that one. Yeah.
Well, it's a little safety now. I was thinking about taking Washington on the money line, but I've done that a lot and lost a lot of my parlays off Washington. So I'm not going to do that. But I do think that Taylor Heineke and their offense has the potential. I don't know what it is. If their defense shows up, they have a chance. But the great thing about Kansas City is that they're going to score anyways, actually. So, you know, the defense really doesn't even matter. Don't show up. They were going to score 30 anyways. So
how I look at the Titans taking on the Bills. Just might as well let the Bills score as quickly as they can so the Titans offense get the ball
so,
back.
So, quick review. Cowboys on the money line. Cardinals on the money line. Ravens on the money line, Washington football team. I moved them up to 7.5, and then that's $20 to win 200.
That's not a bad one. Actually,
FanDuel's actually running a promo right now where if you bet $20, you get 10. So
yeah,
cool.
I like that. That's actually a pretty solid bet too, right there. I'm on board with that one. I did like how you snuck in when you said the Ravens and then go back to Baltimore.
Baltimore. Baltimore.
It's big time. It's big time. All right, we need to run to our last break of the hour. That's Bruno's bets, though. If you want to make a lot of money, you want to let's recap it one more time, just because I've already forgotten. I need to remember because I'm going to run it.
Cowboys, money line. Cardinals, money line. Baltimore, money line. Washington football team, 7.5-point spread.
Yeah, there it is. That is money in the bank if you want to win. I still don't understand why the Cardinals are the not the favorite. That makes no sense to me.
Without Chubb.
You got the Browns are the favorite in that one. You know what, too? Just because we have a new thing that I want to play, I'm like guaranteeing that the Cardinals are going to win here. All right? I'm guaranteeing.
Guaranteed lock.
Guaranteed that Cardinals are winning that game against. I'm not even a doubt in my mind. Put all the money on that. What'd you say? It was plus 138?
Yeah.
Put all your money on it. Why not? Put your mortgage on that one. That is so crazy to me. that there is, without Nick Chubb, just because it's in Cleveland, all the Cleveland's games have been close. It's like the Cardinals have been winning games, like, concisively against good teams on the road. They beat the Rams on the road. That makes no sense to me. All right, back after this here on the Afternoon Stretch.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042.
And now Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, our premier full-service exterior expert, is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. This message is from Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, backed by over 20 years of experience and an A-plus rating on the BBB. For residential or commercial, roofing, siding, or gutters, call today at 615-788-5031 and online at AbsoluteContractingPlus.com. Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, proudly saluting our troops and veterans.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast throughout this afternoon. Mostly sunny, temps in the mid-90s, slight chance of a passing shower, mostly clear overnight tonight, lows low 70s, and Friday 50-50 chance of rain, mostly sunny, temperatures in the 90s, heat index values near 100. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Joe Gardner.
Sports Radio
Final segment of the Afternoon Stretch. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams, Ray playing. Billie Eilish coming in.
You love you some Billie Eilish.
Dude, Billie Eilish is good. Now, I'll be honest. Like, her album, Where Do We Go When We Fall Asleep? That album, my favorite album. This is the most recent one that she had, Happier Than Ever? I don't know. Like, it's got some good songs on it, but yeah. I'm not a huge fan of her right now on that album. But Where We Go When We Fall Asleep, man, that album is just literally chock full of bangers.
I need to pull a Pete Davidson. Like, get famous off dating somebody. I need to find a way to date Billie Eilish. She's
y'all are the same age, right?
Oh, yeah. Really? We're both 25?
Yeah, I think she's like a little...
No.
She's a few years younger than him.
Yeah, she's...
That's perfect.
I think she just turned 19 or 20.
There's nothing worse than dating people now that are 25, 26 because they have like careers and like rent and stuff. And I don't know. So,
do you think Billie Eilish doesn't have like a mortgage?
Yeah, but I can just gaslight her or something. I don't know.
Oh my God. I don't know about that one. That's so wrong.
I don't know. That'd be pretty cool. Bruno and Billy?
Him gaslighting her?
What do you mean? She lives an exciting life. You got to be exciting, right?
She had a documentary that came out on Apple TV that was like the making of her album.
Documentary? She's 20.
Yeah, well, it was the making of her album and everything. Because she's been like, she was the Apple next artist up. That's their like thing. When she was like 14 or something like that. Like she's been doing this for a long time. Hit records like that early.
I think her brother was like a really well connected producer, and that's how
Phineas.
It all kind of
started. Yeah, and I think it's actually their dad's really well connected.
Good for them. Well, she kills
but Phineas is great too, though. Like it's just them like making. They showed like where they made the album.
That's my favorite thing for people. Oh, sorry to interrupt.
No, you're good.
That's my favorite thing for people to get mad at famous people about is like nepotism. It's like you're only there because you're dead. Yeah. Suck it. You know? And it doesn't bother me at all when they're good. Like, the stuff they're putting out is great.
There's tons of people that way, too.
Well, there's tons of people that do it and suck, and that you know, that's fair criticism, but not the people who are, like, really just killing the game right now.
Bill Belichick's son.
That's just a literal animal.
He's just everything just sitting over there. Why is he? He looks. He guys, looks. Like, does he not look like a werewolf?
He does.
He's awesome. Yeah. I love it.
He looks like your kind of people. I'm not gonna lie. Like he looks like who you hang out with.
How old is he, by the way?
He looks like he is 25 and 52 at the same time. I don't know how he does it.
Let's take guesses right now. Closest ones wins. I think he's 33.
Dude. I'm going to say 48. Like, he's going to be, like, you a surprising 48.
Yeah.
And people are going to be like, 48?
Yeah, probably 28. Like,
well, yeah. 33 is. That's a good point, because what is Belichick, 70-something?
Belichick has to be at least 94.
I'm
going to
go.
He's so old.
I'm going 37.
37 is what you think he is? I'm telling you, he looks like a 25-year-old and a 52-year-old all at the same time.
100%.
Turns to the left, you're like, he's 25. Dude, turns to the right.
34.
He's 34?
34. Youngin. That's pretty young for the
His
NFL.
Facial hair needs help.
Like, well, they don't have time for help. I guarantee you his dad works 20 hours a day, and he's there with him. So,
speaking of age, too, what about a 90-year-old William Shatner going up into space?
What about George Takei?
Just calling him out, flaming him about
so
it.
Mad about it. Like, this. what a world we live in.
So salty.
Why did Takei was just jealous, is what I feel like it is.
I think Takei's like the anti, like, money, anti-cool stuff. Like, he's like, we should all suffer together. I think that's
George Takei's
thing.
He's very rich, though, also, so, you know. Gets crazy residuals from Star Trek. one of the biggest franchises ever on TV? Yeah. That guy, he probably gets checks sent to his house in a blue envelope full of $21,000 every month just doing nothing from something he did in the 70s. So, but, yeah, did y'all hear the, did you, Ray, can you find it for me? It's William Shatner. If you just type in on YouTube William Shatner in space, like just find that, and there's an audio clip. Somebody pinned a microphone to William Shatner, because why not? You know, like he's 90 years old and he's going up to space. Does not need to be there physically in any kind of way. But did you hear?
Yeah, you're 90.
Did you hear him?
No.
How he was up there?
No. What was he saying?
I hope. I'm pretty sure he doesn't cuss in it. I'm almost positive he doesn't, but. If Reagan is able to find, we may not be able to find it right now. It might be too late. But it's just the way he's like moaning.
Oh, like that?
Yeah, it's very provocative. It's very provocative moans what he's doing, and he's just like, oh wow. I mean, he's in space, so he's marveling at space, right? Like it's an amazing thing, but the way he reacts. It's the absolute worst, just how he's reacting to it. It's so funny, but we may not be able to find it. It's all good. but what else is exciting you this weekend, Bruno? I'm
trying to think of exciting.
What are you? You're not going to do anything, really.
I guess watch them work the Vandy game. That'll be. So I'll practice, probably train tomorrow. Not training tonight. I told someone I was going to train tonight. Not doing it. So
no.
I'm exhausted. I can't wait to go home, go to sleep, like most of the Americans. Congrats, sailor.
You made it to the weekend. There's nothing better than the weekend.
I know.
There really isn't. Got Braves baseball this weekend.
I don't even work hard. I just like the weekend.
It. You know, it's so funny, cause especially for us, like the second we're out of here, we're, you know, the show's going to end in like 4 minutes. But like you get to that weekend and you're just on the road headed back home. There's just everybody feels
such
it.
Such a weight off the shoulder.
Yeah, man. It's just like I always equated it to like college, like because in a lot of classes in college you would have two tests, right? You have your midterm, you have your final, and that was it. And that's like 100% of your grade. It's just those two tests. You would study so much for it, and you prepare so much for it, and the second you turn in that test, and you walk out of the room, you touch the doors, and you leave. You don't care if you got a 28 or a 100 on that test. It's just like, thank God it's over. Like that's always how I equate it to like getting to the weekend. Whenever I'm done with whatever I'm doing, and especially not doing a game this Friday, like which feels weird to me, but I don't want to go all the way to Chattanooga. It's just not gonna happen. I'm not gonna miss a show to go out and do that. It's just like, I don't know. Such the weight just evaporates off. Feels so nice. Feels so good. What else is in your brain right now as we're finishing up the show?
Wow.
I feel like we have so much we can talk about, but it's like we have like a minute left. So what are we going to dive into some real hard topics right now?
Yeah, I don't want to deep dive too much.
There's nothing to deep dive into. Vandy's going to lose. Who's the player you think is going to not dress out? Who do you hope it is?
what do you mean? I hope none of them don't.
Well, if it's Ken Seals, like we're going to have a huge talking point, right?
It's not Ken. I think it's going to be like Cam Johnson or some wide receiver. Because I don't know.
And that doesn't even move the needle at all nationally.
No.
Ken's the only one, maybe, that it's like, why is he not dressing out?
Yeah.
You know, but well, as
the second I got off the phone with Steve, Vanderbilt tweeted a picture of Ken on like on the way to the plane. So. Yeah.
Well, he may be there. He's just not going to dress out, right? Like,
No, I think he's playing. If you're injured, you're typically not supposed to travel. I know he's a quarterback, so they might want to do signs or something, but he's going to play.
I don't know.
I've been thinking about should I get into golf, and it's just not interesting to me either at all.
Have you ever actually played golf?
No, never.
Well, you gotta try it. Watching golf is boring to me, but I love playing golf. Hmm. Playing golf's fun.
Yeah, maybe you, me, Adam. Who knows?
Adam is so much better than us at golf.
Okay, why not have him just out there chilling?
He may get annoyed with us.
Well, yeah, I feel like I play with Adam a couple times and I feel bad. Like I'm like, he's like, you know, it's how fun is it for Michael Jordan to go play basketball with a 5-year-old? You know, that's how it feels like.
Like, yeah, he's not that good.
No, he's pretty good, man. Whatever. He's pretty good at golf.
He was really good. He'd be
won a bunch of state tournaments in high school.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe he's. Yeah, he's really well. Adam, I'm coming for you, man.
Now you have a new goal.
Just gonna something, yeah.
Rip Adam's photo off your mirror every morning. And
I do have BJJ Worlds in December. That's something I actually have to start preparing for. So.
Oh, yeah. We got to get you ready, man.
Yeah, man. Thanks.
We got to get you in that gym, get you on that mat, just get you stretched out, you know, every day. Get her going. Stretched out. That's going to do it, everybody. Have a great weekend. Braves baseball as they're getting into the NLCS. See if they can get the wins against the Dodgers. Oh, man. Let's hope they do. I don't think it's going to happen. It's just, if I'm just being honest, I think this might be where the Dodgers take over. But what are you going to do? Everybody, nobody's told you. I love you. We will see you guys Monday here on Nashville Sports Radio.